Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's my pleasure. I have to disclose this, but this this gentleman sitting next to me, Mr. Chris Adams from Reno, is a very good friend of mine, a personal friend of mine.
How are you,
it's
sir?
So nice to see you.
Good
I haven't
see
seen
you.
Him in a while. I think the last time I saw you was at NAB, I think, or no, maybe it was CES.
No,
you actually
was,
came into Phoenix.
It was Phoenix.
And
in
I had
September.
The I had the pleasure of dining with him one evening. We've become friends over the years, and I'm always honored to have Chris around. He's not only a gentleman and a wonderful person, but he's a very bright guy. And I got to tell you, his products, not because we're friends, but we became friends partially because I have used his products, and I love them all. And I'm very anxious. I haven't seen him. I just saw him just now. I'm very anxious to see what he has brought us. So
well,
I'll be quiet, which is an unusual thing for the gadget professor.
No.
But
don't do that.
It's all yours.
Well, what
our area of view is like right there.
Right. This is the first time this has been shown anywhere. So this
wow.
is the new TLC 120.
Oh my God!
It actually will be going into mass production in about
wow.
30 days.
Isn't that nice?
So we took the TLC 200 Pro.
Oh, by the way, not to interrupt you. If you look straight ahead on that little table there,
oh,
right behind
yeah.
the computer.
Right.
Now, I don't know if I said it right, but I have one of these recording this in slow-mo, and I'm gonna have Chris check my settings. But when we're all through after CES, Chris is gonna come back on the Gadget Professor, and I'm gonna run some of the video to show you how amazing this product really is. So I'm
very
sorry,
cool.
but go
no,
ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
So what we've done is we've taken the same high dynamic range sensor,
right,
and we've put it into this small little package.
Wow.
This is also waterproof.
No way.
And it's got Wi-Fi. It's Wi-Fi enabled.
That is a home run. No
so
kidding.
It, and the way you control it is, oh, I left my phone in my jacket. But
you want to go grab it?
No, it's okay. But you control it through
an app.
And it also allows you to use it, your smartphone as your viewfinder.
Wow.
For when you're positioning it. The old product has this tiny little
right.
screen, and it was sometimes awkward to get
very
the,
much so.
You know, the framing right.
Yes.
So now it's nice, big, beautiful.
So the purpose of this device, let's explain it again to the audience so they
okay.
understand.
All right.
I know what it does, so
right.
I just want you to.
This is a time-lapse camera. That's all it does. So you can program it to take a picture every second or every day. And people use them for recording their little moments in life. The largest application right now is construction.
Yeah.
I would say probably 60 or 70% of what we're shipping right now is ending up finding its way into construction
yeah,
sites.
Yeah, what they do is they'll put, well, this camera, but now this one, and they set it up and they don't touch it. It stays stationary. And throughout the whole entire building process, which could be anywhere from a month to 2 years, they're going to get footage in slow-mo, and you can actually speed it up and change that motion and the frame rate. You
right.
can do that in post effects, but the quality is mind-boggling. I can't say enough about the quality of the product and the ease of use. And this was easy to use. I can only imagine what this is going to be like now that it's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And I don't have to go outside in the cold
no.
weather anymore and see what's happening.
Right.
The other thing that I'll tell you, because he won't, is that I got into to doing night viewing with these cameras, okay? Mm. And some of the things that you see at night, like, you know, falling stars and just random objects, certainly in the Arizona area where I am, is truly remarkable. And this is one of my favorite gadgets, I got to be honest with you. I love these things. So
yeah.
This is a device that not only will you use, but I'll tell you, if you have any kids that are interested in science, this is one of the coolest gadgets around. They will be addicted to it, and it's educational, it's instructional, it's science, and it's a great tool. It really is.
Yeah.
I feel it is.
It is a good tool.
This one
also, you know, we have an optional stop.
Yes.
Shutter button, and you can actually make stop. We're getting a lot more kids now making these stop action movies.
Oh yeah.
Like Lego movies.
That's why I mentioned. You
just
know,
amazing.
You know. The earlier you can get your kids involved in something, and I don't care what it is, but something that's useful and that they have fun in, and, you know, science and photography, videography, creating your own movies, your own animations, whatever it may be, that's going to be a lifelong skill that from that they're going to build on. And these tools, I mean, these are professional tools, but you get this in a kid's hand and, wow, you just light up their day, really.
Yeah, and they get, you know, we have, like, these 13-year-old kids that we have one, I think he's 13, he does these Post-it movies.
Oh, no kidding.
With Post-its on the wall.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's just mind-boggling.
Really?
Yeah, it's
now,
tremendous.
People can actually take a look at some of the videos that at your website. Yeah, right? You have a lot of this stuff up there.
At Brino.com, www.brino.com, at BrinoUSA.com, and also on YouTube.
Okay.
Brino's YouTube channel has... actually, we have customers posting. There's thousands of videos up there.
Yeah, so. You have to check this out. Again, I personally use these products, and... I can't say enough about them. And what's interesting is what other people do.
Yeah.
It's just not what I do. It's just seeing the different variations of how you use these products. It's fascinating.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And this is another new product.
Another surprise coming up.
Another surprise.
Okay.
This is also on its way into production in a month or so.
Okay.
But it's a rotating platform for the cameras. But you control it. You control it, once again, through your smartphone. There's an app. It comes with a free app,
right?
And you can control it clockwise, counterclockwise. You can control the speed, etc. So people, you know, we had one of these before that was sort of manual, and it was sort of successful. But a lot of people wanted to, speed it up, slow it down, and you couldn't do that. Now you can.
So this essentially is going to give you a panorama.
Correct.
So what happens is, we'll just use this as an illustration that, you know, if you're shooting this way, and let's just say you're having a family reunion, a family picnic, whatever the case may be, and you're outside. So if you put this on this device, what will happen is this will still take the you know, X amount of frames per second. You can set that. And it actually will turn. And as it's turning, okay, it's actually taking photographs at the same time, and it will go 360. And then when you play it back... Man, no matter where Grandpa was sitting, or Grandma, or your kids, or whatever, you're getting the whole 360, and it's high def. I mean, it's really, really an intriguing video, to say the least. And you'll watch it more than once. Trust me, you will.
It's cool. And this one now, it's being able to control it like that. You can actually control it real time.
Right.
You know, while you're capturing. So
I think it's great. And you know, the fact that this is Wi-Fi now.
Yes,
and the viewfinder is in the phone. It's brilliant.
It's really
great.
It's well, we wanted to get it smaller because a lot of people use these to, you know, sort of DIY home security,
sure.
Personal product security.
Right.
You know, we have a few other products that
do
that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that as soon as we finish up with this.
But the smaller cameras are much easier to put away and. Go unnoticed.
Yeah.
So.
You surprised me with this. I didn't even know it was coming
out.
You know.
I know.
You think you know someone, and you really don't. Now, again, being the gentleman that he is, he only brought one product, and they got a long list of products, but they do have a product, and next couple weeks or so, I'm going to give him a chance to recover from CES. He's a busy, busy guy, but I'm going to have Chris on the Gadget Professor show, and we're going to take a look at a device that I absolutely love, and I'll tell you what it is. First of all, it's you take your peephole, or if you don't have a peephole, you will now, in your front door. And if you have a peephole, it's even easier because you just unscrew it, and you'll screw his product in, and he'll tell you about that in a second. But it allows you to basically see who's at the front door, and I'll tell you, for people who are handicapped or for people who just want a sense of knowing who's outside that door, this particular product is a home run. So I'm going to, Chris, go ahead.
I'm going to have a surprise for you when I'm on the show,
too. Oh, my God.
With regard to that product.
Okay. Let's tell the audience a little bit about it, because I love the product.
It's essentially, we call it the digital peephole viewer, but it's a camera.
Right.
So, and it, as Don said, it sort of snaps onto the back of your peephole.
Right.
What we do is we look through the peephole, we sense changes, and that activates. So if someone approaches your door, the camera turns on and starts recording pictures of them or video. It's user definable.
Right.
And then stores it on an SD card. Then you can come home and press a button and see who was there. What I'm going to show you in a few weeks is the Wi-Fi enabled one. So it's just going to, once somebody approaches your door, you can program it. Once again, you use a smartphone app.
Sure.
And it just pushes the images of who's ever at the door to your phone, or it tells you.
So wherever you are?
Anywhere in the world.
Boy, I'll tell you, that is That's great.
So it's
that
is great. Just giving it more flexibility. You don't have to go home to see who was at your house. You can know when your kids come home from school, you know.
That's what I love about the company. It's constantly innovating, and boy, you're not staying ahead of the market. You're two steps ahead. No, you're doing a great job. Now, tell me, what would be the price point on some of these products?
Well, this product's already in the market now, and it's probably $239, you know, in that range, the street price. This product will probably go out the door at around $259.
Okay.
This is less than $100.
Right.
And the peephole viewer, the PHV Mac that we currently sell, it's $129.
Okay, you need to check that product out, folks. It's really it's really a cool device, no question about it.
I should have brought one, but...
But we'll have you back on.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Thank you.
Not a problem at all.
But, this is the first time this one has been out of the box, so...
Now, in terms of this unit, Wi-Fi, this unit can only be controlled in the range of your Wi-Fi. You couldn't control this.
Well, you could anywhere you're on Wi-Fi. You know, in other words, I live in South Florida. I could download it. I could control it from here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so anywhere, anytime
you're
on
the internet.
Okay,
as long as you have internet connection. Okay.
As soon as you, yeah, you know,
okay. I'm thinking of Bluetooth range, so I'm confused. I just had another gentleman. I get the interviews mixed up. You know, I'm getting old.
This actually is Bluetooth, low-energy Bluetooth controlled. That's how this is controlled.
That's awesome.
And this does have Bluetooth control in it as well.
It does.
Yes. So there'll be more features bled into the product line, taking advantage of the low-energy Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi.
That's great.
So
that's great.
More stuff.
You know, the other thing I could tell you in terms of... customer service and standing behind a product. Chris and his company, 150% customer service oriented. If you have a problem, they'll fix it. End of story. And I can't say that about a lot of companies. And I know that for a fact. When he says he's going to do something, he does it. And he's just a real gentleman. And the company is 100% backed by yours truly, the Gadget Professor. And if you watch my show, you know that I very rarely, if ever, will go out and say something like that. But based on a number of years of knowing Chris, he's just number one, and your products are number one.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
It's the truth. I only speak the truth.
Appreciate that.
Anything else you have for us? Anything else you want to tell us that I didn't ask?
That's all I have today. That's all I have today.
Okay. You're going to come back on the Gadget Professor
when
the smoke clears. I'll give you a couple weeks, and then I'll be on the phone.
Okay.
You're ready to come on?
Okay.
You coming by the Phoenix area at all?
I plan to.
Okay.
I can come back, and we can do it live if you want.
That would even be better.
Yeah.
That would be great.
We'll give the Skype a rest.
Okay. I'd much prefer to do it, you know, live and in person. Now, before I release you, I got one request from you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, even though I'm the Gadget Professor and I'm familiar with this product and I love it, I just want you to check my settings on that. And if you have to turn it off and reset it, go ahead, because I'm going to cry if I come home and don't have my Brino, fast, slow motion, you know, time lapse. Deal, you know, video of what we did here at the CES. So I have the expert here. I think I got it right, but I'm not sure. Maybe the batteries are dead. We have new batteries, but
I'll figure it out.
You're just not going to walk away here and say, "Hey, I'll see you later."
That's all right.
I'm going to put you to work.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
no problem.
All right, you're a gentleman.
Thank you, sir.
And a scholar.
Appreciate it.
And a master of 16 languages, all of which are foreign.
Yeah, all of like Canadian.
There you go.
Really good Canadian.
Yeah, me too. That's great. That's great. Well, it was a pleasure seeing you.
Thank you, Don.
I hope that I run into you later on today or tomorrow or something.
Yeah, I will. I'll come back.
Love to see you. A real gentleman here, Chris Adams from Brino.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Great seeing you, man. Okay, thank you. It's always fun when, you know, I have a friend come on that is not only a friend but has a company that's just above and beyond, quote, the norm. They really care about what they make, and what they do is always first class. So take care. Thank you.